Hey, hello, and welcome everyone again to another episode of Songwriting Tips and Tricks. My name is Keeper, and I'm so glad to talk to you again this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to the latest episode, and one of my music colleagues gave me some feedback on the show so far. He says that he loves the titles I'm choosing for the episode, and I was so flattered as it takes me so long to find a proper title and to put some fun into it, making it more appealing to audiences and to you as well. So thank you as well for some of the reviews on the platforms you're listening to. This really keeps me going. If you know someone that is stuck with writing lyrics or is just starting, please feel free to share this podcast with them to support me with this program and to further develop this show. So anyway, in last week's episode, Emergency Songwriting, we were talking about the W questions, and there's one crucial question missing, and it's the question for intention or motivation. Why? Why is the protagonist doing this? Just food for thought, it is highly essential to tell the listener about the motivation of the situation that you're describing. I know you would not tell an officer about the motivation on the phone. Still, in a later interview with a policeman, you would definitely tell about your motivation or the motivation you expect to be at the core. Perhaps the perpetrator premeditated or whatever. Was he jealous of his rival or whatever? You just don't tell on the phone, maybe. So much for last week. Today we will be talking about perspective. And really, this could not be more important to your songwriting. The point is, how would you start if you not know who is speaking to whom and what the relationship between these two is? And another point to perspective is the way you are telling the story. So two contrasts we are going to talk about later in the show. But first, how do you write songs usually? Well, okay, yeah, you got it. Well, I assume that most of us use a first-person perspective, a direct address maybe, which I'm going to describe later. You are the protagonist, perhaps, or at least you are a part of the story and experience the situation yourself. And to be honest with you, I do this most of the time as well. Pop songs nowadays seem to always follow this rule, and maybe you've been wondering, if there are any, what are the different ways to tell a story from different perspectives? And this is a good question. What possibilities are there for us to tell a story? Okay, so let's strip this down to pieces and building up the picture in your mind. So there are several ways to tell a situation, to describe it. So besides the direct address, which I said earlier, which is you talking to someone in a story, there are various other ways to tell a story which you might not know immediately, but use in your everyday life. A good example for this direct address is either You and I by One Direction or Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, which is more contemporary. To prevent any copyright infringements, I will not provide you with the sound as a reference. However, I will put the links to the songs in the description of this episode so you can listen to them later. So in You and I, it's really plain and straightforward. You and I, we don't want to be like them. It's more a song for a later narrative type, which I'm going to describe later. And You and I, it's always You and I, You and I. In Billie Eilish, it is more she's talking to this guy. And it's like, so you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, chest always so puffed guy, I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend my tight, might seduce your dad type, I'm the bad guy. So it's like this direct address, she's talking to him and then she's talking about herself, so this is really straightforward. Another and most often used perspective is the first-person perspective, in which you are telling a story through your eyes. It is like in a game with a first-person view, but you're telling your mate on the phone what you're doing at the moment and what situation is you're finding yourself in this game. But despite it is quite relatable and get to a core quickly, the problem is the restriction in outlook and eyesight. This could also be an opportunity because you can get into much more detail about small things that no one else would notice if there was a more interesting story. But if you are stuck in this type of narration, then you should at least try any of the following examples to shift your mind. A perfect representative of this type would be Yesterday by the Beatles, where the chorus settles this kind of narrative. And it's like, why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say, I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. You see that the narrator is talking and asking why she had to go, she, the third person, he's talking about, and he does not know, I don't know, she wouldn't say. So the narrator is telling you a story about his experience with this third person. This is first person narration in songs. So next, another type would be the second person narration. And how you could think about this, well, you could be talking to someone. However, this time the narrator does not have to be an active part in the story. Writing a song in second person is quite hard, really, just like writing a book in second person would be. And really, it is hard to explain to you with words what this type really means. You as a narrator are talking either to the protagonist or the audience about a third person mostly. An excellent example of this complex narration is Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. It might not be your type of music, but it gives a unique description of how this narration works. And let me read out the lyrics for a second. Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy. But that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. So, it's quite complex to understand, but you see that you are talking to the audience or the protagonist experiencing this situation. It's not like you are telling that you had the experience with Suzanne, but you're saying that this protagonist or listener had the experience with this Suzanne. That's second person narration in this kind. So I would call it. So moving on, next would be the third person narrative. And you might be familiar with this type of narration, as it is just like novels tell stories most of the time. The narrator usually is not a part of the story, but feel free to break with this tradition. Because it's art, so you're writing and you are an artist and author, so break with everything you find limits your horizon. You can also use this in the previous type and be talking about someone else if you like. So anyway, the narrator mostly has a bird's eye perspective and knows about all the feelings and thoughts in the protagonist's minds. So it's vital to shed light on these different views and perhaps show discrepancies in the expectations of the acting parties. However, there's also the option to have the narrator only know about one person's thoughts and feelings. We differentiate between a limited and omniscient, so all-knowing narrator. This narration type is quite limitless. Just pick a random book from your shelf and open it. Et voila. Chances are quite high that it's a third-person narrative. You can write whole libraries in this kind of narration, because most of the novels out there, they follow this type of narration, so why not use it in a song? It's highly interesting to see how it comes together. So just try this out for some time. Perhaps when you have writer's block, it broadens your horizon to tell things differently from a different perspective, and that's what is important to writing songs. So without giving songs for both omniscient and limited third-person narration, a good example would be The Hurricane by Bob Dylan. And let me read these lyrics out for a second. Pistol shots ring out in the barren night. Enter Petty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees the bartender in a pool of blood, cries out, "My God, they killed them all." Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he've never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. So, as you see, it is a story about someone. It is not, well, this is quite hard. It's not, like in the second person narrative, which is you telling a story about a protagonist experiencing it, or first person, like you experiencing a situation with someone and telling someone. It is you are telling a story just like a novelist in a book would. So you know the feelings of everyone in this story. You are birds, are you not a part of this story? You are not addressing someone, you are simply telling. You're like perhaps a journalist, someone writing a newspaper article. You're just describing. You are just describing what happens. So, and now we're shifting towards plural narratives. And it's quite, it's a discussed topic, really. Because some sources only give explanations for first, second and third person narrative. But I thought there are exceptions to these rules, that there are no plural narratives in songs. And now we are shifting to these plural narratives. And you're right, we're just using all the forms of grammar there are. So the next type will be the first person plural narrative. And how could we do so? Well, we simply include any other protagonist into our narration and tell a combined story. We either have us tell the whole story from our collective perspective, or we can use it in a duet, perhaps. So it's quite straightforward, isn't it? So pragmatically speaking, this is quite an engaging kind of narration. As we include the listener, it combines first and second person narration and provides us with a combined narrative that could shift into their own perceptions every now and then to add individual voices to the speech. I'm going to go into more detail on the stability of these plural types. But the thing is, this is not a real narrative type, some argue. Why is that? Well, because it's just a kind of direct address, isn't it? For some time in the song, we are as one, we are an item, and then again, we can act as individuals. We are just two individuals that have our own thoughts and feelings. And it is hard for a listener to relate to a group of people, as it turns out. And as we are not omniscient, it's hard for a listener, a reader, whatever kind of media you're using, to relate with a whole group for some reason. And I would argue that there are exceptions to the rule, and there is such a thing as this first-person plural narrative in songs, because the best example for this is We Are The World by the USA for Africa, a music project of singers that consisted of Michael Jackson, Bob Dylan, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder, and so many more great artists. The song is quite unique in its narration, and I would count it as a first-person plural narrative. Give it a good listen and let me know what you think about this. Just give this song a close listen and I'm sure it's gonna be a catchy tune, so be prepared to sing it all day long. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making, we're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me. So, as you see, there is already an exception to the rule. There is a collection of people singing together, but that's just like a choir whoop. But We Are The World already implies that there is a combined narration. We are the world. The world tells a story and we must stand together, whatever. But in the last line, you just see that just you and me already slips back into this individual plot telling, perhaps. It indicates that there is also the individuality. So next up, the second person plural narrative. In English, this means the you pronoun. So this type is highly provocative and argumentative, if it's rightly put, I think. You can talk about a group of people that you don't like, perhaps, or talk about problems these people are causing, possibly. The thing is that these people have no chance to answer you right away in this song because it's not a conversation. You're simply simply pointing a finger at them. So perhaps you want to let them have a voice and let them have a part in this song, but I think it's your choice. You can do whatever you want to. However, you could also be talking to your parents and blame them for something. You can blame a group of children and they reply and you're sorry. It might be your choice. There are seemingly endless ways to combine these types, actually. So finding a song that is written in this form was quite hard for me, and actually I never came to a conclusion, really. So I thought about this for a minute and understood that you cannot really write from their perspective. But as I said before, you write about them. So I would instead call this the plural direct address. The best example I could find for this is Masters of War by Bob Dylan again. And it really shows just that this is really a direct address in the plural. So it's interesting that the direct address is also possible in a plural way. So, let me read out the lyrics for a second, and it's come you masters of war, you that built the big guns, you that built the death planes, you that built all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. So, you see that this is a direct address towards a group of people instead of just one individual. So it's the plural form of the direct address. So lastly, there is the third person plural address, and it works just the way as you would expect it, with one difference to the previous type. You're talking about a group that you are not addressing directly, so you're just giving a description. You're generalizing individual voices to a group, to a collective that is telling or doing something. In this case, your protagonist becomes a victim of the passive. If they do something to him or her, then he has no control. So you can play with this vulnerability and try using this type to let a collective voice judge his actions or dictate it, perhaps. I can already see a dystopian world being told in a song, so that's totally possible. The best example in contemporary music would be Riding by Chamillionaire, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, which I think most of nowadays kids know mainly through YouTube failed video clips. You better have a listen to it as it contains explicit content. I do not want to speak out aloud on this program. So, I guess I see, yeah, the clock's running out. I guess the time's up already, and we are going to talk about this topic again in another further episode of this podcast. But let me conclude this enumeration of narration types. While the first three singular types are rather stable and standard and are what you are probably gonna use most of the times, the latter three are somewhat unstable and can slip back into singular easily, or even consist of a certain degree of individuality and the singular. So some might only be possible in connection to singular narration type, and it really is a complex and scientific topic. Maybe you don't need a PhD to know everything about narration and grammar, but it's no harm to know a bit about grammar and storytelling to make your songs more interesting. If you like the podcast and have some feedback, feel free to rate, comment, or share this podcast to help me go on with the show. And please let me know what you think about narrating your songs and what your experience is so far. If you want to further support me, go ahead to my Patreon page in the description and support the podcast for exclusive access to patron-only episodes and in-depth analysis of songs and lyrics. Thank you again for joining me today, and I hope you keep on writing brilliant songs. Thank you and have a great week.